You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE4 is GYQ monitoring. KE8WOJ, KE8WOJ, KE4 is GYQ. Negative contact, KE8WOJ, KE4 is GYQ clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Copy, baby.
Good morning, Wally. NAWRO.
Hey. I'm going to try something here. This is Thomas Radio, his new radio. I'm just seeing how it sounds. Or as they say, how about a radio check?
Sounds good. Perfectly readable. Just doesn't sound like your radio, I guess.
Okay. What sounds different about it?
I could be overly particular here, but maybe the tone of the microphone, does that make sense? But no, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I got a lot of this all plugged in. Hey, one last thing. You want to meet me on Statewide 1 for a minute?
QSY, NAWRO, Statewide 1.
WFSM Mobile, scrambling.
Connected to CMN Network.
You stuck what? What, you're aware?
What's going on?
Heading to the office.
I just made a mistake. I'm heading towards Richmond to go have breakfast, brunch, whatever you want to call it, with Tom and Tim. And Tom bought a radio on.
I heard brunch, but you're all noisy.
W8D. Okay, this should work better. I'll just use ground wire.
WATC. You guys in or out yet? We're going to be a couple minutes late. I had to go home and grab the radio.
KZKJ, I'm on the road.
NAWRO, copy direct there. Table for 5, 6, what are we talking? Where are we going?
Me, Melissa, Wally, Marianne, and yourself, Tim. KZKJ.
Where are we going? Village Cafe there, you're in Richmond. Sean, we got an extra spot. Come on up. Might take you a while, though. Sounds like a good time. I'd love to, but, yeah, too far. And but that's okay. I like that place, though.
World famous omelets, or skillets, I'm sorry, I'll get it right, skillets, that's where we're heading. All I got with me is a handy tucky because I yanked my radio out of the truck to update it. I haven't put it back in yet. Thus, last couple days I've been going cold blood crazy. But once I get over the top of the hill, I'll be able to use the radio again. In the meantime, I'm doing it good old ground wire. Is this crazy thing even working? WADD.
Yeah, I copy, Wally. I'm going to shut the radios off, get inside, get us a table for 5. N8WRO Richmond, clear. I'll see you when you get here, Wally. Tom, I'll be looking out for you.
Know when I transmit, when I don't transmit on this thing. So does it simulcast? So if somebody talks on top of me, can they still hear me? Or do I keep the carrier open or what? I mean, it's a pound sign now. I'm probably about 7 minutes out. I have to run back, grab Tom's radio.
Gotcha, you're 7 minutes out, Wally, and I'm 2 minutes, Tim. KZKJO. Okay, Melissa says, not even.
Copy that on the EHT. N8WRO. Walking in now.
You should be able to hit it on the EHT, seeing since it's probably only 1,000 yards from me. WADD.
Copy that. It's in sight in the back lot here. Looks good in the morning with the sun shining on it.
I should be crystal clear by now. I'm in town. WATD.
All right. WATD.
We are here.
Well, I think we're all somewhere.
How are you doing?
Waiting for breakfast.
Ditto, walking in. I'll chat with you a little later. WABD.
Don't worry.
N8WRO. Wally, say again.
I get Tony Bell. I'm trying to get on 23 here.
No rush. We got a table for 6 here. Got a spot for you guys. N8WRO, when you get here.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Amic BDS testing.
It's working.
It is, and working quite nicely, I might add.
It's full quieting on the mobile in the office here when I was outside.
Not perfect. It's just changing a couple of things around here in the Tahoe, so. Just making sure you didn't break nothing in the process.
All right. Sitting here at my desk in Fenton working.
Well, it looks like it's nice outside, and from the inside it is, but in the wind, not so much. It is a bit chilly. Any videos?
WNSS.
KF8, FCH monitoring. KF8, FCH clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee, monitoring. Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee, radio check. Radio check, radio check.
Check, check.
You're coming in. And loud and clear. I'm going to use the pinpoint of your radar. Hold on. that's why to whoever responded to the video chat. What's your call sign? At the station to for my radio check. What's your call sign?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
NHWJL monitoring.
KHT are all testing. KHPLL, do you hear me? KHPLL, anybody on?
It's always somebody.
How's my transmission coming through?
That's good.
Just testing my new Icon 52 handheld. Let's see how it compares to ball things.
Yeah. You got a 52 Icon.
That is correct.
But, 52 Icon, that is a D-Star radio, isn't it?
That's a handheld, VHF, UHF, digital.
Yes, sir, yeah. I had some friends that got the 51, I have a D-Star too, but it's a mobile radio, it's a 5100 there. So, but it sounds good there. Are you able to talk on digital?
Yep, I did one test on digital so far. I only had it for a couple of days. Seems to have picked up good on digital.
Yeah, right. Okay. They got a couple of good. D-Star, DMR, and digital works pretty good. I like it. That sounded like somebody trying to get in there, kind of scratched in there. Who's that trying to get in there? NAW.
I'm outside now. I was inside my garage. Hopefully it sounds better now.
Yeah, you're all right. Where are you located?
I'm located in Troy right now.
Okay. Well, all right. Yep. Let's see. If you're in Troy, let me see. Are you on the 14? No, let me back up. The 443-600 or 442-600? No, the 442-600. Are you on that frequency?
Is that a tower?
Oh, the what frequency are you on?
I'm on 442-600.
That's what I thought. So you're going through the warning machine. You must be on the east side.
Yep,
I figured that. All right, well, you're doing a good job going in through the flying beer. They call it the flying beer repeater there. So, doing all right.
Well, I appreciate the contact, but I got to run.
Well, all right. Have a good day. Talk with you soon. This is November 8th, Whiskey Julie Lima.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
looking for the Michigan Air PSC then. Please call now. This is Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta, accepting check-in for the Michigan ARPSC pre-net. Pre-net check-in for the Michigan ARPSC net. Please call now.
This is Julia Bravo Delta, Oscar November. That's a good reel, sir.
Can you show you check in? Got you good reel also. KJBD, take and check in for the Michigan ARPSC pre-net.
Hello.
There's KJBD. Whoever's calling in, I got a kilo and things sort of went south. All I got was a lot of static. Please call again.
That's coming from one of the link repeaters. And it'll be you.
How is it? Again, change up the TV, try it again. KJBD, making pre-net check-in for the Michigan ARPSC net. It's called out.
Net control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, G2, Macomb County, checking in.
N8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, got checked in through that. KDDD, taking through that check-in. Please call it out. The Michigan Air PSC now start about 5 minutes, currently taking pre-net check-in. Anyone for a pre-net check-in to the Michigan Air PSC net, please call now.
Net control, please recognize. November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo, no traffic.
November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo, got you checked in through net. Any other stations, please call it out.
Here is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, no traffic.
Okay, got WD8 AXD checked in. Next station, please.
Go
clean. Please repeat. Out there, we're taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Air PSC net. Could you give me your call sign again, sir? Phonetically, KJBD. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Sierra Alpha, St. Clair Shores, Macomb County. Okay, Roger in, Kilo Echo 8 is Zulu Sierra Alpha. Any other stations, please call now. Nothing heard at this point. We'll come back later on and see if we can catch a few more people there. So let's move first to Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Back. What's up?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is KVA, B1, Mr. Functioning RPRP Next. First off, Jim, KVB, thank you for taking that call this afternoon. Okay, a couple of things. Obviously, first off, at the top of the list, I want to talk a little bit over the last couple of days and information around this. As you all know, we had three different tornadoes touched down in Southwest Michigan. One of them has been confirmed as the three. There were four fatalities associated with that. And a dozen injuries as well. Our volunteers, some of our volunteers are actually in the area today doing damage assessment, so they're trying to help out. Providing assistance, not so much in a communications manner, but in the manner of what the situation is requiring, and that's what's important to hand off to them as well. Interop, we had Interop this past week. It was very enlightening and entertaining, and one of the senses of it, and kind of asking us, is had to do with public information officer, CIO, and two of our CIO folks from the state. One is the section manager for that area, and the other one was a newly hired CIO. They both used to work in media, and And one of them shared a report of a VHR, so I can show the recording of a report. It was basically off of 911 calls. Now, it turned out that the report that came out, it was well done and everything like that, and actually appeared to be clear and accurate. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case, as it turned out later when the facts started to come in. The story was different. It took a lot for him to be able to get up there and share that. But it was a powerful demonstration. You deeply felt you had to listen to. So when the information about events that are taking place, incidents that are taking place, watching the news media, the entire community, he wasn't being on that basis. He was very sincere in terms of how he explained what was happening. They are trying their best to do a good job. They don't have the best information. They will sometime, but they need to go with something. They sometimes go with what's kind of going on here in terms of accurate information. So be careful with that. We had about 300 participants, I think it was, attending at Interop. A good strong number of Oxcom folks. I got to say hi to a number of people. I'll catch up with folks I haven't seen in a while and see a few new faces. That was always great. Coming up this week, we've got three things. This is an all on Wednesday, so my Wednesday's a busy day. I got to get on to Diamond Hill for the MPS CIB, the Communications Interoperability Board. They're the hosts of Interop, all the way to Interop. Anyway, their quarterly meeting is on Wednesday afternoon. I will be sitting in the section of the case for hours for the month before I do that.
Interop meeting, and yeah, I was sorry to hear what happened in Southwest Michigan. That's never good, never good.
Anyway, with that, what I guess I'll do is I'll move to me and get my stuff out of the way pretty quickly. There's not that much going on here. We were going to do our first siren test net on Saturday. We had a nice turnout. We had 22 people assigned the siren, but we did test. The county decided to cancel because of the possibility of severe weather, and we didn't want to, and the county did not want to inadvertently overly excite somebody there when the siren's going on. So it was, you know, one of those things that you want to, you know, they're very careful about when they fire those sirens up, and it's only either for a test on a blue sky or things are bad. So with that, let's move next to NAWU. Your comments, sir. This is KAKBD.
Leland.
Go ahead.
This is WDA Alpha X-ray Bravo. Please acknowledge into the net Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Charlie India KD8 RCI. That would be Scott from Kalamazoo. I heard him weekly. Over.
WDA XP. Thanks for the relay. I copy Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Charlie India. Is that correct?
Roger.
Okay, thanks for your relay there, sir. Let's move now to NAWU. This is KJBD.
I don't have anything. I'm sitting here right along with you guys. Thanks for being net control, NAWU.
Okay, thanks for setting it up for us. We certainly appreciate that. It really does extend our capabilities to a lot of places. Let's move next to Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra. Your comments, sir.
This is KW5S. My name's Chip. I'm located in Menominee, Michigan. And the officers are very good this afternoon, even the weak ones that net control seems to miss, I'm able to hear up here. So definitely very good conditions. I was working on doing some antenna work this afternoon and replaced my 2-to-1 balun with a 4-to-1 balun on my four-way loop. Very good improvement on SWR on all bands except 75 and 80. All the rest of them
set
which is fast approaching. We've got the date of Saturday, May 2nd. Among other topics, we're planning on some WinLink refresher training to target that set. Our current active roster is a 31 with one applicant on deck. We're happy this week to get all our ICHAT background clearances completed. As always, thanks to Mike and Jeff and all at Central Michigan for the VHF, UHF links. This is NAWRO. Back to you, K8JBD. Jim.
NAWRO, this is K8JBD. Yeah, I bet you guys have got things are cranking up there. That's something I'm going to have to do here is start thinking ahead about that a little bit. Let's move next to November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. Your comments, sir.
Net control, no comment.
Okay, thanks for checking that out there. Let's move next to WB8AXD. Your comments, sir.
Yep, good afternoon, Jim and everybody on the net. Hello, Max. This is WB8AXD. Currently in District 5, currently Tornado Land, where three tornadoes, well, now they're thinking there was a fourth one. So now there were four different level tornadoes going through Cass County, St. Joseph County, Branch County, and now into Southern Calhoun County. So it was a busy and very scary Friday, and right now, Brett White, the District 5 Emergency Coordinator and the Emergency Coordinator for Calhoun County. He is now in Three Rivers, Michigan, I believe doing damage assessment. There was a call out for damage assessment volunteers, I guess emphasizing quantity and quality of volunteers. So as I understand it, Calhoun County and Berrien County on the lake shore sent some people to do damage assessment today down in Three Rivers. And they're calling that an EF2 tornado in Three Rivers. The EF3 tornado was in Union City, and now they're evaluating the other two damage areas to get a strength. And it was a supercell. It was a supercell that came up from northern Indiana and collided into Cass County first, and then moved northeast from there. We did have some Skywarn activations, and that's about it for amateur radio involvement. So I'm glad to know that Brett is out there, and he authorized me to make that announcement for the group here. Don't know if I can answer any other questions, Max, if you had any. No, I'm just a creature of the media right now to pass along any information, since nothing for ham radio materialized. But serious damage over here. Serious damage to many homes and in Three Rivers, many businesses damaged. So, let's see, Kalamazoo County should be having a Lacey's meeting on Wednesday night this coming week. So we're definitely going to have a post-mortem
Sorry for the bad pun, but we'll have a post-mortem on what went right and what went wrong on Friday involving the first panicked Skywarn involvement for 2026. So we got to do better than we did. We just have to. So, Max, back to you from WDAXB. Over. I'm sorry, Jim, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I just wasn't sure what was happening there. Let's see, I just heard that text from Max saying that apparently he had no questions for you at the place, so I will relay that information to you, and thanks for your comments there. Yeah, fortunately, you guys are way busy down there. That's sad to hear. Anyway, with that, this is KJVD Net Control. I'll take a break here to see if anybody else wants to check in. So if anybody wishes to check in Michigan Air PSC Net, please call now.
November 8th, Connect Yankee, Quebec, J in Detroit. The 8th, United, Sean in Warren.
Okay, I have an N-A-Q-Y-Q and a W-8 something. Could you repeat your last three, sir?
Whiskey 8 Foxtrot Uniform, Sean and Warren.
Okay, W-8-F-U, you got you checked in. Next station, please. Okay, nothing heard. Let's now move to Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot. Your comments, sir.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot. I hope my audio is improved. I really don't have any comments to add. I concur that Penalty County types of views are perfect to response. You're North Lake, and you're Rodeo Foxtrot at Connect.
Okay, I think I heard you sign off there, WDAXB. Is that, can you relay? He has signed off.
Yeah, Romeo Foxtrot did sign off. Over.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your comments, sir. Appreciate that. Thanks for the survey. Let's move next to N8NOR. Your comments, sir.
Hi, good evening. Everyone on the net, this is November 8th, November after Romeo, name here again, in Portage, Michigan, part of 5th District. Yeah, it was really interesting with the weather that was going on south of us, and just kind of brought back the memories of almost 2 years ago with Portage. Just seemed like the track that the storm was taking was something kind of similar to the storm that hit us. But sad to hear the fatalities, but I'm glad there weren't any more that happened. So I will leave it at that and hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
N8NOR, KJVD. Yeah, thanks for your comments, sir. Appreciate that. And let's move next to KCHYDF. Your comments, sir.
This is KCHYDF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Not a lot going on for at least us. Our Aries training that we had at the end of February was on Skywarn net control processes and procedures. We've got a few new guys in the group. So to go over Skywarn net activations and what they're expected of them. Coming up April 2nd is our in-person National Weather Service spotter training. That will be held at the Thomas Township Fire Department number 1 on Miller Road in Saginaw at 7 p.m. So those are the couple of things, or at least one thing that we've got coming up for next month then. That's all I've got for you. KC8YVF, back to Matt.
Hi, KC8YVF, this is KJBB. Thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to WA4MLB. Your comments, sir.
KJVD in the net from WA4MLD. Name is Ray. I'm down here in South Warren. I'm not in Detroit, but I can see it from here. I'm going to make a quick shout out to WA Fox United, my neighbor, and also the Menominee. Sounds nice one here today. Everybody sounds really good. And get the member here, but we try to check in at least once in a while. WA4MLD, and everybody be safe.
WA4MLD, thanks for your comments, sir. Certainly appreciate checking in. You were sounding good also. Let's move next to Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, Sierra Alpha. Your comments, sir.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, Sierra Alpha. This is Mike. That's the first time I ever went on a net. I'm obviously a new operator, and I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to be on here, but I figure I got to start somewhere, so I'm going to try to find out see if I have what I can learn today.
K8ZSA, KJBD, yes. Thanks for your comments, sir. Glad you checked in. Keep us in mind every Sunday. Let's see. Let's move next to K8RCI. Your comments, sir.
Just taking
here again, wide open to recommendations and suggestions. So certainly would love to learn from the community in terms of what gaps we can fill. SkyConnect Control, 1-8-QY2.
NACYQ, KHJBD. Well, yeah, I'm particularly interested in the Barry FM stuff. We have a local station here, so I will keep an eye out and see when you pop up on the Woodland thing. Best of luck, appreciate that. And thank you very much for your comments, sir. So let's move next to W8FU. Your comments, sir.
Yes, good evening. Got a little trouble with my tuner here this afternoon, so if I have to drop quickly, you'll know what it is. But conditions seem pretty good otherwise. Thought I'd comment on that first off. Interop was very good, as usual. Was good seeing everybody there. And the networking is always probably the best part. But there were some good sessions that I really got a lot out of. So. Quite interested in that shares program. Going to be looking into that. Thoughts for you guys down there in Southwest. Good grief. I saw that and I thought those got to be just little tornadoes. You know, cold weather and all that. Man, those were some big boys. Serious stuff. And very sorry for the loss down there. Other than that, I'll be seeing Max next week at the Interop conference. Look forward to that, where we might do a little bit of catching up and see how it all went from everyone's perspective. With that, we'll turn it back to Nat. Thank you. This is W8FU.
W8FU, this is KGVD. Yeah, you're coming in nice, loud, and clear here on the team. That 60 was a little rough, but 40 seems to be doing much better. That's about the kind of process here. Okay, we get the bottom of the roster. This is KJBD Net Control. Is there anyone else interested in checking into the Michigan ARPSC Net? Please call them out.
Net Control, please recognize Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, KE4ZYQ.
Okay, I got a Kilo Echo 8 Tango and lost the last bit of that. Could you repeat your call sign again for me, sir, phonetically?
Kilo Echo 8 Tango, be my call.
Okay, I got a KE8 Tango Lima Golf and a KE4ZYQ. Is there any other stations we should check in? Please call now. This is KJBD. Okay, nothing heard.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Quebec Juliet India.
You had a double, Jim.
Did you catch that somebody was trying to check in?
Hey, WD to AXB. Yeah, there was a Quebec Juliet something who doubled with you. I think he was coming through the flash system. Over.
Copy that, Charlie. Thanks for the assist. Let's go and see if we can catch that last station. Could you please call again, sir? KJBD, that's true. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go back and get the comments from Kilo Echo 8 Tango Lima Golf. Your comments, sir.
KJBD, this is KJBD, Ohio here, 20 miles north of Akron, and 20 miles south of Cleveland. Hey, we're having this beautiful weather over here, so I've been working on a few projects around the house, making sure the bird feeders are up to snuff for the birds, and fed and fed. And everything's looking good. I hope I'm sounding good. And, just enjoying the weather. Just happy to launch into a new week here. So. Okay, with that said, I heard you guys on out there, and I figured I'd better jump in and get on your log. I think this is the first time I'm joining this yet, so thanks for picking me up. We'll go ahead and send it back to that control. This is KEHTLG.
KEHTLG, KJBD. Yeah, thanks for joining us. We're here.
Somewhere usually between 3932 kilohertz or 7232 kilohertz. 5 on Sundays, every Sunday. So thanks for joining us. Come back again. Let's see, let's move next to Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Your call, your comments, sir.
Yes, Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan, Macomb County. I just want to say, add none of the bean to the pot to keep the allocations and privileges going, to keep the airwaves open and our privileges in use. And just want to thank the local people that keep these linked repeaters working and give us all opportunity to be on the radio, legal and all otherwise. Back to that, KE4ZYQ.
Hi, KE4ZYQ, this is KGBD. Yes, this does extend the capabilities of the net to quite a number of people, which is a good thing for the Michigan Arts League. So once again, my thanks to the Central Michigan Network again. Let's see, that was the bottom of the order. Let's see if there's anybody else who wants to check into the Michigan ARPSC section. Please call out.
This is Kilo Fox 8, Echo Delta 2, Quebec, checking in, just in and out, please.
Okay, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, I roger you in the net, hopefully I got your call sign right, KJDD. Any other station, we should check in the Michigan Air PSC net, please call now, KJDD.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, India, in Leith County in the Upper Peninsula, in and out.
Okay, I have a Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, something India. Could you repeat your call sign again twice for me, sir?
Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, India.
Okay, I brought you in the net. Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, India. Any other stations, please call them out. Are there any relays? Okay, I think I heard a Kilo Charlie 3, Bravo, Whiskey Alpha. Is that correct, sir?
Roger, roger.
Do you have any comments for the net, sir?
Okay.
Okay, Kilo Charlie 3, Bravo, Whiskey Alpha. Thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Any other stations wishing to check in or any relays, please call now. Nothing heard there. This will then conclude the Michigan section ARPSC net. Thanks to everyone who checked in. They had a good crowd today. I got 21 check in. And we'll setting the net down at 1738 hours and returning the frequency to normal amateur radio use, 73 ohms. Thanks for checking in. This is K8JDD.
Thank you for being Net Control. Everybody have a wonderful week. And it'll be clear in the remote. 73 all.
Thank you, Mike. See you next video.
K4ZYQ on frequency. Negative contact, KE4ZYQ clear. KE4ZYQ still on frequency. Negative contact, KE4ZYQ clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
N8WRO, N8WRO, N8EVR. QLSOA, you can talk about EVA. Radio check. I made some changes to this radio, and I was wondering how it sounds. This is my mobile radio. Over. This is the FLY dedication. I was calling from a mobile. NAWRO, this is NABZR. How does this radio sound? Over.
You are coming in loud and clear. For like a second or two, you had a tiny pitch in the static, but you're sounding loud and clear. Hey, that's a lot of station on point mobile. You're coming in loud and clear. You sound great. What model of mobile are you using?
Yeah, Brian, I concur with the other station. You're coming in loud and clear. I was on the wrong radio. N8WRO, go ahead.
Please say again, Tim, say again, over.
Yeah, Brian, N8BZR, N8WRO, I concur with the other station. You're coming in fine. You're readable.
Okay, thanks a lot. I set the compander. I turned the compander on, and I did a couple other setting changes. I set the emphasis, and I had problems with this radio before, so I was just wondering how it was sounding. Over.
Yeah, you're readable. There's a little hash in the back. I'm not even hash, just hiss, I guess. But you know, you're fine. Perfectly readable.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tim. I knew I could count on you. You're always there every time I call. All right, thanks a lot, 73s. This is NABZR, clear.
Anytime. And thanks to the other station out there. NAWRO, I'll be clear as well.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KD9QLK, monitoring.
connected to CMN Network.